ambushmen all give ear, they call until I will relate. For my experience in the lumbering woods was in the Granite State. It's snow-clad hills and winding rills, it's mountains, rocks, and plains. You would find it very different from the good old state of Maine. The Indianers and foreigners, they flock in by the score. The diversity of languages would equal Babel's tower. Italians, Russians, Poles, and Finns, the Dutchman and the Dane. You'll never hear such groans as those in the good old state of Maine. The difference in the wages, boys, is scarcely worth a dime. For it's every day you cannot work, you're forced to lose your time. For to pay your passage to and fro, you'll find but little gain. You will do as well to stay at home in the good old state of Maine. For it's in the Sealand Valley you'll find 7 feet of snow. And work from the amateur is 35 below. They average there 3 storms a week of sleet or snow or rain. You will seldom find such weather in the good old state of Maine. Our boss, he will direct you with a loud commanding voice, saying you know the regulations, boys, therefore you have your choice. Of course, he did not make those rules, of him we can't complain, but I never heard such rules as those in the good old state of Maine. It's every night with pen and ink they figure up the cause. The crew is held responsible for all things broker laws. An axe, a handle, or a spade, a cantog, or a chain. A man is never charged for tools in the good old state of Maine. They finger things so very fine, it's hard to save a stamp. For it's every month they do take stock of all things round the camp. Tow pots, tea kettles, knives and forks, the draw shave and the plane are those that take but small account in the good old state of Maine. The rules and regulations, as I mentioned here before, in typewriting and in copies posted up on every door. For to lose your time and pay your board and work in snow and rain, they would call us fools to stand such rules in the good old state of Maine. Now, if you do not like the style, you can go down the line. But if you leave them in the lurch, they'll figure with you fine. Cut down your wages and they'll charge your carfare on the train. I never heard of such a thing in the good old state of Maine. Oh, it is of the grub I'll give a rub, of which he well deserved. Our cook becomes so lazy he allowed the men to starve. 'Twas bread and beans bread and beans again. For grub we sometimes had it changed in the good old state of Maine. Here is a due to camp and crew, to Henry and Son. Their names are great throughout the state, they're some of the sons of guns. I wish them all prosperity until I return again, but I'm in my ways and spend my days in the good old state of Maine.